You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have on the phone today the lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I am doing wonderful. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. You know, are you surviving the deep freeze, we'll call it?
Well, I'm in my car running on appointments, so I was going to get in there today, but it's just, I got my heat up pretty good, though.
You have to have it up. But yeah, exactly. But over the weekend and then on Monday again when this plays back, everything will be a lot nicer. It'll be a lot warmer by a couple of degrees anyway, and that'll seem like a heat wave, right?
It will. Right now it's cold.
Oh boy. But you know, this isn't so bad because I remember the times when there were Januaries that we didn't even get above zero for the whole month.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I do remember a couple of those. My kids loved it because they'd get off school. It was so cold some of those days.
Now they're not with global warming. They're not getting off school anymore. Sorry. Sorry. Well, Christy, how are sales in your office this week?
You know, I just sold one listing to a buyer, and I've got another couple buyers out looking, and they've missed out on a couple. So, you know, it's going slow. It's a definite need of listings right now, but it's going pretty good.
Is that normal for this time of year? Can we attribute that to the weather?
Yes, kind of. I mean, it is pretty normal that we have a lack of listings starting the year out, and then they kind of trickle on, and that is pretty normal, but there is the last year or two, there's been a real shortage of listings.
Right, right. And how do, as a realtor, how do you deal with that? I mean, how, you can't make people sell their homes, but now is the
no.
I mean, there isn't a better environment to do it.
Well, I think, you know, it kind of even goes into our topic a little bit, is because sellers, really, this is like the best time. I feel like every year, I wish I could get it out there to them. They seem a little behind the eight ball and start getting their houses on in June or July. And some people say, oh, I want my flowers to show or something. But the buyers come out, and I usually say right after Super Bowl, but they've been out even earlier this year.
Really? So
yeah.
Well, how can folks get a hold of you real quick?
651-216-4676. Or you can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com, and that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, or Christy Lundby. I'm one and the same, but that's a little harder to spell, so Hill works. And you can always call our office at 651-437-2121.
And then let's just slide into our topic of the week, which is Real Estate Outlook 2022.
Yes, I do think it's a little different than usual. I mean, this is in May, I will be 28 years selling real estate.
Congratulations.
Yes, I know. So I'm like, I feel like I have enough under my belt of years to kind of know what the normal trends are.
Yeah.
So normally in January, we do have a lack of listings, but there's usually a few out there. And then buyers come out, usually they start coming out a couple weeks after New Year's, and it really starts getting going with buyers by mid-February. And this year, it seems like it's been even over the holidays. I mean, there was a couple buyers I was out with on New Year's Day, and we were in multiple offers on houses.
Wow.
So it was, there was one listing we actually went through, and they were having an open house, and he said, and it, granted, it was in that price range of under, you know, $350, and he said they'd had over 60 showings on it, New Year's Eve day and New Year's Day.
Holy schmolies.
Yeah, and that was like in Apple Valley, I believe. So I'm like, holy buckets, the buyers are out way early this year. That buyer did end up writing on one, but what I'm finding is, it seems like the new buyers who are new out this year don't quite know what happened last year with real estate. So they're kind of on a learning curve. And so, and then there's the buyers from last year who knew how crazy it got, and they had to write these fantastic offers to get the houses. And some of them decided to hang it up and come back out and not do it last year because it was so crazy, and they'd maybe wrote on 4, 5, 6 houses and didn't get them. So they re-upped their rent, and so they're coming back out. And like my one buyer, they did write on a house in Cottage Grove, and there was multiples, and they did write like 10 over, but they didn't get it. And when I talked to the agent, she said, you know, we had about 4 or 5 offers, and most of them were about the same, but there was one that just blew them out of the water. And it's like, okay, so these ones that are all writing decent offers are might not get them because they're up against those people from last year who did not get a house and are like, I'm getting one this year, and before the rates go up. So I'm it's unsure to me how crazy this is going to get, if it's going to get as crazy as last year. I do feel like there's a crunch with buyers because the rates are going up, and so they are feeling a little pinched to hurry up and get something, but there's not a lot out there. So for sellers, boy, what a good time to sell.
And what is your advice to them? Let's say somebody, well, they're thinking about it, they're, you know, on the fence. What is your advice to them?
Well, I've got 2-3 of them coming on March, April, and we're trying to time it right. But it's like, get them on as soon as you can, because what's going to happen is, you know, the rates are up to like 3.75, you know, they were kind of, you know, they're inching up closer to 4. You know, and my lender I just spoke with, she said that, she was afraid that they'd be at 4 by this weekend, but then they kind of went back down. So they're like 3.75, which isn't bad, but people were used to 2.75. You know, and so that does take away some of the buying power of these buyers, because it's the same payment at 300 now as it was at 325 last year, you know, with the interest rate higher. So, you know, it does take away some of their buying power on going higher on houses. So buyers are starting to go, oh, they're going to go up. We might get inflation here. I got to lock in a house. So I think there's a lot of buyers out, and I think that what sellers ought to be doing is instead of waiting till, you know, your flowers come out, who cares about your flowers right now? You know, buyers don't care about that right now. They want houses. So if you, especially for people who don't have to buy another house and are thinking about doing it, I would do it earlier than later this year, because we don't know what the rates will do later on in the year.
Well, right. And if the first 3 weeks of the month are any indication, there isn't going to be a better time, is there?
Yeah, no, it's really not. And, you know, in a typical year, which of course last year was not, in a typical year, it actually slows down over the summer because people are going on summer vacations and all that, and they're busy and they got, you know, graduation parties and they're traveling and they've got things going on in the summer. And so normally, you know, it's busy. Our best months are March, April, May. And then it usually slows down a little bit in June. Last year was different. It was crazy up until, but what I remember about last year is I had a whole ton of listings that all came on August, September. And it's like, they did good, you know, and they all sold well, but that was last year's craziness with low interest rates. So this year, those ones, if you're thinking August, please get them on by May. April, May is my best advice. You know, and if that means you have to step up some of the things that you're going to do in the house, that's what we do, is we come out and we tell you what things really do you need to do, what things are not worth doing. I was just at a house yesterday and they had a huge list of things they wanted to do. And I said, you know what, if I was going to go on a 1 to 10 category on what's important, this is an 8, that's a 2. You know, I said, so don't focus on that, do this one. So, I mean, he's, you know, insulating the garage, and all those things are nice for guys, but usually if there's a couple, you know, and if there's a woman involved, then she's usually going to say kitchens and baths and, you know, some of those things. So, you know, I can give some, I gave them lots of suggestions on cheaper and easier ways to kind of, and faster ways to get their house going so that they can get it on and take advantage of this market while it's hot.
Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, you can call my cell at 651-216-4676. Our office is 651-437-2121. You can email me at ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com or go to our Facebook, the Lundby team. Hey, I want to put a little thing out there for next weekend, a week from Saturday. Of course, I can't tell. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Is that the 29th? I think it's the 29th.
Yes, it is.
Yes. From 9 a.m. to noon, we have a new event that our office is doing called Hearts for Hastings. So kind of a cool, it's a food drive. So people can bring in food for Hastings Family Service or the United Way Food for Kids, or they can donate money to those causes and bring the checks into us. And we have four huge gift baskets that for each item they bring in, they get a ticket to put in for a drawing for one of those. And for every $2, they get a ticket. So if they brought in $100 and gave it to the United Way and gave it to us, they get 50 tickets to put in one of the drawings. So we're going to have little treats for people, and it's going to be at the Edina Realty office on the 29th from 9 a.m. to noon. And also we're doing Valentine's cards. So if your kids like to make cards, have them make some Valentine's cards, and we're going to bring those to the veterans and to some of the senior places.
Wow.
For them, because they don't always get Valentine's cards. So and you get a ticket to put in the drawings for those, too. So we've got one of our gift baskets is a $250 gift certificate to Duff Meats, and then some grill stuff, and then another one is a $250 gift certificate to Lumberjack in Stillwater, which is a restaurant that has axe throwing. So you could have some fun doing that, whether it's a couple or a group of girls or a group of guys that want to go do it. And then we've got Rock and Jump, which is a trampoline park, $150 gift certificate, and then a $150 gift certificate to, Pins in Oakdale, which is laser tag and bowling, fun place for kids. And then each of the gift baskets also are getting a $100 Visa card. So got some nice baskets to bring some stuff in for.
Wow, that's really neat. And we'll put that on our community events and stuff too. You've given us enough information that...
Want me to send you a flyer? I can do that.
I was going to say, if you have a flyer, please do send it to me,
yes.
Okay?
I will do that.
That is really neat. So that is a week from Saturday the 22nd.
Yeah, we were trying to think of some kind of fun event we could do. We didn't do our Santa thing that we used to do, and so we just thought, we did our Shredded event in September, October, and so now we're going to try and do this every year. We call it Hearts for Hastings.
Wow, what a great idea. You folks really do a lot for this community.
Well, we enjoy doing different things, and a food drive was just something, but we didn't know how do you draw people in.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
to come
exactly.
Bring in food. So yeah. We just thought, if you get a ticket to put in the gift basket to draw, you know, for a drawing, why not?
You bet. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today is Christy Lundby Hill. And again, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell is 651-216-4676. The office is 651-437-2121. You can ask for any of the Lundby Hill team. And my email is ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Okay. Well, Christy, we have about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
And what else is in the real estate outlook for 2022?
Well, you know, it's hard to say exactly what's going to do with the rates. I mean, I wish I had a crystal ball. You know, if I could just do that and know that it's going to be 4.5 by the end of the year, you know, or if it's going to be 4, if it's going to stay around 3.5 to 4, you know, that'd be wonderful. But we don't really know. And we do know that there's been a lot of expenses that the government and everybody has had. So we might have inflation kick in. And that's probably going to bring the rates up. So I think it just is going to get people off the dime who've been thinking about doing it. And so I feel like if you're a seller, you know, there's also a lot of sellers who are like, well, I'd love to sell, but I don't know what I'm going to buy. You know, I want to move out to this or that, and I don't know how to do it. That's a great time to call us also, because I specialize in helping people kind of do that double move to figure out ways to, you know, do you want to buy first? Do you want to sell first? Do you want to do it all in one? So I've got people doing it all three ways, and I have numbers of people to have them call for movers, for pods, for, you know, ways to try to make it as easy and as painless as possible. But you really have to start with just giving us a call and sit down and talk. It really is the best way to start, and it's free. Give us a call. Let's sit down and talk about it, because it's, you don't do this every day. I do.
Right, and you're good at it. You had, you've had a lot of really neat ideas through the years that we've been doing this real estate show, and some stuff. And in all transparency, you helped us move from a house, you know, that into a couple of houses you've bought, you know, you've bought and sold with us. And you've had some really, really good ideas. And even as far as staging it, and you brought up all the latest stuff, like, you know, and Barb likes wallpaper, and not everybody does. And we listened to you, and we did it. We did everything we were told. And guess what? It sold, and we got a little bit more than what we were looking for. And that was before the big real estate boom.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did some stats on houses last year. I think we had five listings that were completely vacant, and we did do some staging in them. I mean, we're not a staging company.
Right.
You know, so we don't have like huge warehouses of furniture, but our team has two storage pods in the industrial park with pictures and some decorations. And the other one, we do have like a love seat and some chairs, and we've got a dining room table. We've got some fake beds we can put in. So we did stage like five full houses, you know, like not obviously both up and down, but, you know, some beds in the bedrooms. And it makes the house look warmer. It makes the house feel lived in. It makes it feel cozy instead of empty rooms.
You bet.
And so we do that as part of our help. Sometimes we go into houses and they just don't have a lot of wall furnishings, or maybe it's not of today's style. So sometimes we'll bring in a picture or two, or some towels or some rugs or shower curtains that we've got, you know, and just help people kind of stage the house. Years ago, I went through classes to get certified in staging. And so I really enjoy doing that part of it. So
and
if anybody wants staging advice, we've got booklets on it. We've got lots of info. And we can give you a consultation for that also.
And you do it very well. One final time, Christy, we're running out of time. How can folks get a hold of you?
651-216-4676 or Christy Hill at edinarealty.com.
Thank you, Christy. It's been fun.
All right. Thank you.
This has been Talk Real Estate on KDWA,